Mesechtes Bar Mitzia, Daf Kuf Ches, 9 lines for the top of Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda states, HaKol Igle Gapo V'Afilu Miyasmi, that when a city is collecting funds in order to build a wall around the city, and as Rashi says, Olahamid Shareh, and in order to build gates, Shalei Kanet Tzva Soinim Le'ir, so enemy armies don't come and attack the city. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that everyone has to contribute to those funds, and even Yisayimim that are Ketanim, Av Rabban Loi, however, Talmid Chachamim do not have to contribute to those funds. And the Gemara explains, my time Rabban Loi Tzrichin Terusa, and the reason is because Talmid Chacham do not need anyone to guard them. And as Rashi says, Terusim Mishmrasai Kedichsev, as the Pasuk of Mishlei says, B'shach Becha Tishmar Lecha. However, Rabbi Yehuda continues, L'kari De Pasya V'afil Rabbanon, when contributing in order to build wells. And Rashi says, V'al Shem Kli Sheshoisim Bei Mashkin Shekurin Pasya B'loshin Arami. The reason why the Gemara calls it L'kari De Pasya is because a Pasya is the name of a Kli that they would drink from, and even Talmidei Chachamim would have to contribute money in order to build these wells. And as Rashi says, as even Talmidei Chachamim have to drink water, and the Gemara qualifies this, that the only time that we said that we collect from the Rabbanon is only when they're being asked to contribute money. However, if they're being asked to go and actually build the wells, and every single person in the city goes out and helps to dig the wells, then the Rabbanon would not have to dig the wells. As is a gnai for Rabbanon to go out and actually dig wells. And the Dvar Mesechtes Bava Basra brings that Yeshe Pirshu to Mikol Mokim Nesin Scha Lischa Poylem Achirim B'mkaimam, that some say that in this case Talmid Chachamim would have to actually pay funds in order to hire workers to go out and work instead of them. However, the Dvar says, V'ani Oymer, the Kivin the Minhag B'Ukhlsa, V'Aftir Rabbanon Mina, Aftir Lagamri, therefore they are Patel Lagamri, and they don't even have to pay in order to hire workers. And we explain in our Gemara like Rashi, however, Taisis in Mesechtes Bava Basra on Daf Ches says, Kari de Pasio, Pirushrach, Lahosi Gav Shreshis, Merchayva Ir, is referring to clear the streets from holes and mud and bumps, or as the Ritva says, to fix the Rechayva Shal Ir in the city center, the Rabbanonami, Tzrichen Shehebi Ir, Shukavua, Kadesh Yimtu, Kol Tzorcheim, as in order to get and provide for all their needs, they have to make sure that they have a good marketplace. And it could be that Taisis and Ritva argue on Rashi because they say that Talmid Chachamim are actually the reason why we have food in the world, and as the Gemara states, Kol Ha'ilim the Gemara continues with another din from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda l'kari din hara tatoi miseyeh iloi le miseyeh tatoi. If there's a river that gets stuffed up, and as Rashi says, kishimalas sirtin, when there's a lot of dirt in the river, v'neiflim ba'avonim, and stones fall into the river, u'ma'akvim rutsa samayim, and it stops up and it holds back the water flowing, v'karinu menakin oisei l'havim mechshaylov, and they dredge the river in order to make it flow better. Certainly when it's stuffed up at some point along the river flow, then it's better for the people that are upstream as more water will be in that area. However, of course, by the water being blocked, then the water is not reaching anyone that's downstream, and therefore it doesn't make a difference as to where the water is stuffed up and the river is stuffed up. Anyone that's downstream has to help out and has to be involved in fixing the river and even helping the people that are upstream, as certainly that's helping them. However, let us say that there are 10 people that own fields along the riverbank and the river gets stuffed up right in the middle of the area. So certainly in that case, those that are upstream from the point where the river was stuffed up does not have to help and does not have to fix the river, as certainly it's beneficial for them to actually have the river continue to be stuffed up, as that increases the amount of water that they have, and the only ones that will have to fix the river are only those that are from the area that's stuffed up and further downstream. And as Rashi says, as by fixing the river further downstream, that's not helping the people that are upstream, and it's actually detrimental to them. As when the water will flow all the way downstream, then there'll be less water upstream, and their sodas could potentially dry out. Rabbi Yehuda tells us, and the opposite is true when dealing with a backed up drainage or sewer system, as they used to create systems in order to make sure that the rainwater would flow down into an area where it would not affect anyone's sadeis, and when the system got backed up, then the bad water would damage their fields and would flood their fields. And in this case, of course, it's better for the people downstream that the water is stuffed up and these canals are not bringing the water downstream, as the water is remaining upstream and flooding the upper fields and not flooding the lower fields. However, of course, any field that's upstream is being flooded, and therefore the upper fields have to help out in all cases. However, the lower fields would only have to help out out if the backup occurs below their field, and therefore the water is backing up into their field. And as Rashi explains, V'chilupa b'mayi demitra k'goyim b'ir sh'amayim koshim l'harbis tit ulu kalkal sadrochim v'oislam charitz b'mayir l'ahirid amayim chutz l'ir. And therefore, in this kalkal charitz k'neger ha'tachtonim and the koyim l'ham, then they have to fix it hal yoyinim tzuchim l'seyes ha'tachtonim l'chritz k'negdon sh'kol z'man sh'lo yirdu amayim ha'tachtonim chutz l'ir yam de'al yoyinim b'mkoyimon ha'tachtonim in l'am l'seyel el yoyinim l'chritz l'maylo sh'kol z'man sh'lo yirdu hal yoyinim l'mato t'ev l'am l'tachtonim. Then of course it's not detrimental to those that are beneath that and those fields and houses that are in a lower area. And b'negei these last two dinim that Rabbi Yehuda stated, the Gemara states Tanina Minhochi that we have a similar brisa. Chomesh ginos hamastafkes bayim imayin echad, if there are five gardens that are being supplied with water from one spring, and b'niskalkel mayin and the spring gets ruined, kulam masakis imal yoyna, then all the fields have to help out with the upper fields, nimsis atachtoin misakenasim kulon, and therefore the lower garden has to help out with all the upper gardens, umisakenas la'atzmo, and if the actual blockage happens right above his field and his garden, then he has to fix it by himself, and no one has to help him, and no other gardens are responsible to help out, b'chein chomish chatzeris, and also in a case with a five chatzeris, and they were draining their dirty water and their bad water into one drain, and then something occurred and that aqueduct got ruined, then all the upper chatzeris have to help out and contribute if the blockage happened at a point that's lower than them, and in the case of a drainage canal, then the upper chatzeris always have to help out and always have to contribute. However, if the drain gets stuffed close to their field and not at a lower point, then they're the only ones that have to help out and have to contribute, and the lower chatzeris would not have to contribute at all, as of course the owners of the lower chatzeris are gaining by the fact that the water is being stopped up as an earlier point, as it's not flooding their chatzeris, and it's only flooding the upper chatzeris. The Gemara continues, Amr Shmuel, Shmuel teaches us, Haiman da'achse b'raksa da'hara chatzifa hava, saluki le misalkina le. Rashi explains, b'shnei ha'pasoyim, in the earlier days of the Persians, ha'yakaka mufka l'kola k'la, that all kaka was hefka and anyone could take any piece of kaka as long as they accepted upon himself to pay the property taxes to the king. And Shmuel teaches us that although it was standard that people would not go and be queen of the area that was near the port where the ships would dock and the workers would be working and unloaded the packages from the ships, however, if someone goes and actually is machzik in that area and pays the taxes to the government, then although it's a chutzpah, but l'maisa, this is the law, and therefore we would not be able to throw him out of that sada and out of that area. As Rashi says, Vim ba'echod ha'machzik al-tzfas ha'noh, ha'mokim sh'asfinis oylis l'namel, v'tzorach mokim poni habi l'parkim ha'sois l'sfinis, u'l'tainim ha'techon ha'meitzion, v'zeh hechzik livdai sh'am binyin, and this person was machzik in this kaka in order to build a building, oylach rishul izraya, or to use it as a sada and to plow and plant, even though it's a chutzpah, because we mekalkal mokim l'rabim, but it's a luki medina loy misalkinalei, but we can't remove him from this area. Well, the Shmuel continues, "Va'idna de kaspi pasoy knilucha ad moli tzavari susimaya sulukinam misalkinle." However, nowadays that the laws change, and when someone purchased a property that was right next to a riverbank, then they would get a deed, and the deed would say that this person owns the area, and not only do they own the area that's near the riverbank, but they even have rights to the sea and to the river up until the point where a horse could walk into the river up until its neck. And even though people would actually own these pieces of land, however, they would not go and plant in those areas. And Rashi says, it was normal for these buyers to make sure that their fences would be further away from the river, and they would make sure that they would leave an area for the public to unload their ships. Therefore, Shmuel teaches us that if someone comes and tries to be machzik from the area of this fence towards the riverbank, then we would remove him from this area, as l'maisa, someone else owns that area, and he is just leaving it for the rabbim. And Gemara continues and discusses the dinim of Bametzra, and Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Rav, and some anarchists Amr Rav, Haiman da achzik beni achiu beni shutfi, chatziva havi saluki le misalkinale, that if someone is machzik a field that's between brothers or between shutfim, and Rashi says that we're talking about a scenario that it was still in the time of the Persians, where the way that you were machzik in the sada was by accepting upon yourself to pay the property taxes to the king. And for example, Reuven and Shimon, who were brothers or who were shutfim, they were machzik in field A and field C, and on field B, they didn't pay the taxes, and therefore that field did not belong to them. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that if Levi now comes and tries to be machzik in field B, that's right between field A and field C, which belong to these brothers and to the shutfim, then then it's considered a chutzpah, but we wouldn't be able to remove him, as the Maisa, these brothers and the Shufim, did not pay for that field, and therefore it doesn't belong to them, and Levi has a right to acquire that field. And the reason why it's considered a chutzpah is based on the pasuk in Parshas Veschanon that states, Vasisa Yoshev Atoy Be'ini Hashem, and certainly these brothers and these Shufim would rather have this field that's between them as well, and therefore it's a chutzpah for you to go and grab it away from them. However, the Gemara continues, Rab Nachman Omer, Rab Nachman argues, and he says, Nam Masalkinon, that not only is a chutzpah, but we would even take him out of the Sada, and we would tell Reuben and Shimon that they could acquire the Sada as long as they pay the taxes to the king. And it could be that the reason why Reuben and Shimon did not actually pay the taxes to the king is either because they didn't have the money, or because since they already had field A and field C, therefore they were using field B, and no one knew about it, and therefore we protect their rights. Nachman continues, V'im Shum Din de Bar Metzor, Lo Masalkinalei. However, I only said that Masalkinalei when the two people that own field A and C were either brothers or Shufim. However, just based on a din of Bar Metzor, where, for example, Reuven owned field A and field C, and now Shimon wants to acquire field B, then there would not be a din of Bar Metzor. Reuven can't say to Shimon that we really wanted to buy it, Shana Tzuch and Lekako, as we want that piece of land, which is right between our fields, V'toyv L'chol Echad Liktus B'samachlai, and certainly it's very beneficial to someone to have every field that's right next to them, as it makes it easier for them to plow all the fields together, V'loy Likach B'makam Achar, and not to purchase in another place. However, even so, Reb Nachman says, Loy Misalkin Lei, the Loy Ichbis L'Ladin the Bar Metzor Klal, as Reb Nachman doesn't hold the din of Bar Metzor at all. However, Ein Taisa Dino Maschel, Hai Man Da Achse Barakse Nahara, that he explains that the only reason why Reb Nachman doesn't hold the din of Bar Metzor in our case is because we're talking about the times where the way that you acquired fields was being machzik in it and paying taxes to the king. Therefore, Taisa says, Reb Nachman Dafka Beni Achim Misalkin Lei, She'asid Yosim Medai Shalahika Hagen Lahachse Beni Achim, Al Mishum Mitzranes, Loy Misalkin Lei, Loy Shech Khan Basise Yashav Taib, Kivin Shuchel Lakabal Menamelch, Loy Chashu, as Reuven, who owns the neighboring fields, had the ability to go to the king and pay the taxes and acquire the field just like Shimon did. And therefore, specifically in this case, Reb Nachman doesn't hold of the din Bar Metzor. However, Rabbeinu Tam continues, Avo Bemecha Moidim Heim Kule Alma, the Shaykh Din Bar Metzor, certainly in a regular case of Mechira, that even Reb Nachman agrees that there's a din Bar Metzor, the Loy Havalik Lasukia Daita, the Metzor, and Shoya Bailam Reitz Lunka, as the owner of the neighboring field, didn't necessarily know that this field was actually for sale, and that's why he didn't go and try to purchase it, and therefore the din of Asisa Yashav Taiv would tell us that the buyer cannot buy this field, and he has to allow the neighbor to purchase this field, as of course it's beneficial for a neighbor to own fields that are adjacent to his field. And the Gemara continues, Nadoya Amri, however, Nadoya Agner of Nachman, and they say, Afil Mishum Din Bar Metzor Misalkinalei, that even where the neighboring fields are not owned by brothers or by Shufim, the din of Bar Metzor applies, we would remove the buyer from the field, and we would force him to sell it to the neighbor. Mishum Shinema Vasisa Yashav Atoyi Be'ini Hashem, and as Rashi points out, that even though certainly it is a detriment to the buyer, as the buyer wanted to buy this field, however, Davishi at the Nechsa Kolkach, the buyer is not losing out so much, because he could find Kaka in another place, and because of the din of Asisa Yashav Atoyv, so therefore we say that you should leave the Sada for the neighbor of this field, as in this way his assets will not be split up from each other, and of course that will be very beneficial to the person that owns fields right next to this field. And Rashi and Chumash says, HaYashav Atoyv Zu Pshara L'Fnim Meshuras HaDin, and most Rishonim learn that the din of Bar Metzor is a din Rabbanon and not a din D'Oraisa. And the Gemara continues and will discuss the din of Bar Metzor, and when discussing a Bar Metzor, we will call that person the current neighbor, and when discussing the potential purchaser that wants to buy the property, we will call him the purchaser or the buyer. And the Gemara states, if the purchaser comes to the neighbor to ask him his advice and if he should buy this property, and the buyer asked the Bar Metzor, should I go and buy it? And the neighbor said, Zil Zavain, I have no problem if you go and buy it, and I don't intend to claim that I'm the Bar Metzor and I have a right to buy it. Do you have to make a kinyan chalipin from the Bar Metzor, or by the fact that he said that he doesn't have any rights against it, that would be enough, and you could go and buy it, and he would not be able to take you to Bezin in order to force you to sell it to him. And the Gemara brings a machlekes, Ravina Amalei Tzarech L'Mikmei. Ravina states that you don't have to make a kinyan, and by the fact that the neighbor or the Bar Metzor stated that he won't buy it, and that you could buy it, then that itself is enough to relinquish his rights. However, Nadoy Emri Tzarech L'Mikmei, Nadoy states that he has to make a kinyan chalipin. As Rashi says, the Loi Kolimine, as if he didn't make a kinyan, Motzi Amalei, so then the Bar Metzor could eventually tie him, Mishata Yisibach, that I was just joking with you, Kidei Lamid Al Dom Maruin Law, as a wanted to make sure that you went and negotiated with the seller, as the seller would give you a price based on the actual price for this piece of property, since you're not a bar mitzvah. However, if I would go to the Baal HaBayis and ask him to buy it, he would actually raise the price, as he knows that it's more important for me to buy the seder, since it's right next to my seder. And as Rashi says, Shem Basi Ani Eitzel HaBayilim Hoye Mai Libidah Min Vishvil Shechaviv Alai. And our guess of Gemara is that the first sheet is Ravina Omar Leit Tzarech L'Miknimenei. However, some Agurus, Rav Nachman Omar Leit Tzarech L'Miknimenei, and that works out very well according to Taisus, that holds that Rav Nachman holds that the Din of Bar Mitzvah does apply when it's talking about a normal sale where someone owns a piece of property and is now selling it to someone else. And the Gemara continues, Hashad Amr Tzarech L'Miknimenei, that now that Andoy held that you have to make a Kinyan Chalipin, and otherwise the Bar Mitzvah could say Meshat Anibach Eloi Konimenei, if they didn't make a Kinyan Chalipin, then the Bar Mitzvah could claim that you really acted as my Shliach in order to get the proper price for this property. And therefore, Yaakov Yisrael Birshusei, if the price goes up or the price goes down, then the Bar Mitzvah would be the one that gains and the Bar Mitzvah would be the one that loses. For example, if the buyer bought this property for $1,000 and now the property went down to $800, so the Bar Mitzvah would still have to pay the buyer $1,000. And of course, in that case, the Bar Mitzvah loses out. However, if the buyer paid $1,000, and meanwhile the property went up to $1,500, so the Bar Mitzvah would only have to pay the buyer $1,000 and reimburse him for his actual cost, and the Bar Mitzvah would actually gain. And the Gemara continues with another two dinim regarding Bar Mitzvah, Zavim Bemeya Vishavi Masan, that if the buyer bought the Sada for $100, but really the Sada at that time was worth $200, Chazina, then we have to see that if there was no special relationship between the seller and buyer, and the reason why the seller sold the sada to the buyer for $100 was not based on a special relationship, but he would have sold the sada to anyone for $100, then certainly all that the Bar Mitzvah would have to pay the buyer is $100 and not $200. However, if the buyer actually got a special discount from the seller because of a previous relationship, or for whatever other reason, then Lemaisa, the Bar Mitzvah, would have to pay $200 to the buyer, because ultimately that was the value of the Sada at the time that the buyer bought it, and in this case, the buyer would actually make a profit. And the Gemara continues, Zav Mimasa Vishavi Meya, if the buyer actually got a beer deal, and the actual market value of this piece of property was really $100, and instead he paid $200, Zav Mimina Matzi Amale L'Skuni Shadri Sich V'Leila Avsi, that we thought to say that Lemaisa, since we consider the buyer as a Shliach of the Bar Mitzvah, so in this case, the Bar Mitzvah could say to the buyer that I only have to pay you $100 as I sent you as my shliach in order to fix things for me and not to make things worse. And if you'll take $100 from me, then that's fine. And if not, we'll be mevatel the entire mekach as it's considered a mekach tois. However, Amalei Makashisha b'rid Rav Chista Rav Ashi, Makashisha the son of Rav Chista said to Rav Ashi, Hachi Amri Nadoi Mishum Rav Nachman. The following was stated in Nadoi in the name of Rav Nachman, Einoi Nolu Kakois, that the din of Noah doesn't apply to Kaka. And Lemaisa, even though the buyer was a shliach for the Bar Mitzvah, and even though he got ripped off and he paid too much, but lemaisa b'degei kaka, we don't have a din of einah. And the pashtus the svara is that there really is no set price for kaka. As for specific people, they want to buy this kaka, and they are happy to overpay for specific land based on the need for that piece of property. And therefore, even though the buyer paid $200 for a property that the market value may have been $100, there is no din of einah, and the Bar Mitzvah would have to pay the buyer $200. He can't be mevatel the original mekach, and he can't claim that it's a mekach tais. And once again, keep in mind that Nadoi just quoted from Rav Nachman, and Taisus brings a riot to the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, that Rav Nachman does hold that in a standard case of mekach, then the din of Bar Mitzvah does apply. And also keep in mind that in Masechtas Ksubis, the Gemara speaks about this din of Rav Nachman of Einan Nolo Kakois, and Taisus holds that certainly even according to Rav Nachman, there is a time frame where it would be a din of Einah, and there would be a bitul mekach, and as long as you double up the price, then there would be a bitul mekach. And therefore, Taisus Masechtas Ksubis actually tzeichen su our Gemara, and he explained that when our Gemara said that the buyer bought a sada that was worth $100 for $200, it's lav dafka $200, and he bought it for a little less than $200, as if he would have bought it for double the actual price, then even if you're Nachman, the din of bitul mekach would apply. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's explain the Metzias. So Reuven had a field which was right between the fields of Shimon, and Shimon was a Bar Mitzvah of Reuven, and Reuven wanted to sell, then really Shimon should have the right of first refusal, and he should be able to buy the field of Reuven, which is right between all of his sadeis. However, instead of Reuven selling his entire field, Reuven went and sold a piece of his property that was right in the center of his current property. And for example, he had a property that was 100 by 100. Reuven went and subdivided the property, and he sold a 20 by 20 parcel, which was in the center of his field, to Levi. And then at a later point, Reuven decides to sell the rest of his sada. And at this point, Shimon is no longer the only bar mitzvah, as Levi is also a bar mitzvah of the rest of the property of Reuven. And Reuven now wants to sell the rest of the property to Levi. The Gemara tells us, Zavale Griva de Arab and Mitzvah Nechase, Reuven sold a small parcel that was in between the rest of his sada to Levi. So Chazinon, it is he, Izabiris he, Zavine Zavine. So then we make a cheshbin and we see that if the parcel of land that he subdivided was completely different than his rest of his property, and for example, it was better quality or was worse quality than the rest of his sada, and therefore it makes sense that at some point he would want to subdivide that and sell that to Levi. So then we say that the original sale was a valid sale, and now Levi is a bar mitzvah of the rest of the sadeis of Reuven, and Levi has a right to buy the rest of the sadeis of Reuven, and Shimon can claim that I'm a bar mitzvah, as Levi is also a bar mitzvah. And we continue at Daf Kuf Ches on Beis. However, if the entire 100 by 100 parcel that Reuven owned was all the same, and the 20 by 20 parcel of land that was between his land was nothing special, and there were no special characteristics about the parcel of land, so then Shimon could claim that I'm really the proper bar mitzvah, as Levi was just trying to get around the dinner bar mitzvah and just bought this sada in order he should become a neighbor to the other part of the field, and this way he could buy the entire field, and ultimately that was the original calculation, and therefore some explain that Shimon would have the right to buy the rest of the sada from Reuven, and some explain that Shimon would actually be able to invatel the original sale of the 20 by 20 parcel and be able to buy the entire 100 by 100 parcel from Reuven. And as Rashi says, Levi says that if I want to buy any sada that's next to Shimon, then Shimon will be able to attain it that I'm the bar mitzvah. And therefore, Levi made the following plan. Eknani beisa be'emtza, I'll buy a beisa from Reuven that's in the middle of Reuven's field, ve'ayani metzon charuach, and then I'll become the bar mitzvah on all four sides of what I purchased, ve'eknani achrikein l'chol tzad, and then I'll buy the rest of the property of Reuven that's on all sides of my current field I just bought from Reuven, v'yuchul sachkeini min ha'metzo min ha'nes l'charuach, and Shimon will not be able to claim that he's the bar mitzvah, hilch mehashtem ha'sachkein le'i, and therefore, since we see that really this was Levi's plan, therefore Levi will not win, and Shimon will be considered a bar mitzvah. And Gemara continues that the whole concept of bar mitzvah is based on the pasuk in Beschanon of Asisa Yoshev Atoy B'Eini Hashem, and as Rashi explained on Kuf Chesom and Aleph, that since the neighbor that's the bar mitzvah will have a major gain by getting this field, since he's the neighbor, and it won't be a major loss to the buyer, as the buyer could buy another field, therefore the din of bar mitzvah applies. It's not proper for the buyer to buy this field, and he should allow the bar mitzvah to buy it. However, certainly as Rashi says, that the din of Asisa Yoshev Atoy only applies on Dovashi at Nechse Kolkach, that the buyer is not going to lose out a major amount, as he could go and buy a different parcel in a different part of town, and it's not such a major deal for him. However, the Gemara now states, Matana lespa mishun din de bar mitzvah, that if Reuven gives a matana to Shimon, then the neighbor cannot claim that I'm the bar mitzvah and I have a right to this property. And certainly it's not going to be likely that Shimon will be able to get a matana in any other sada, and therefore he'll have a complete loss, and certainly the din of bar mitzvah doesn't apply. However, Amar Meima, Meima states, ikasav leachrayis ispa mishun din de bar mitzvah, if Reuven actually gave matana to Shimon, but he wrote in the shtar that I'm taking responsibility that if anyone takes the sada away from you, I will replace the sada and give you another sada as a matana. So then, as Rashi said, the vade mechahu, that certainly this was not really a matana, and really it was a rumi kerma'arim, and they may believe it was a matana, she'in kreis ben achrayis al matana, as it's not normal that Reuven would write on the kabal achrayis on a matana, and therefore certainly the bar mitzvah would have a taina and would be able to get the sada. And the Gemara continues, mecha kol nechasa le'echad lesba mishum din bar mitzvah, if Reuven sells all of his sadeis to Shimon, and amongst the sadeis that Reuven sold to Shimon, there was a sada that was next to Levi's property, and Levi now comes and claims that I should have right to that property because I'm a bar mitzvah, the din of bar mitzvah does not apply. As Rashi says, that certainly the chacham would not misaken the din of bar mitzvah in a case where it would be bad for the seller, as the buyer would potentially back out of the entire transaction and won't buy any sadeis from the meicha if Reuven doesn't include this sada in the transaction as well, and Reuven would have to give the sada to his bar mitzvah. And when Malcolm said to the meicha, they tick and deed in the bar mitzvah, and when there will be be a major loss to the seller, the Rabbanu will not misakin the din of bar mitzvah. Kid amal kamon hani tzayir v'hani sharu less bar mishum din of bar mitzvah. As we will see, some rishonim hold that if the bar mitzvah would say that I will buy all of your sadais, then he does have a din of bar mitzvah, and the only time that this din of bar mitzvah doesn't apply is if he only wants to buy the sada that's right next to his border. However, other rishonim hold that in this scenario, the din of bar mitzvah doesn't apply at all, and even if the bar mitzvah would want to buy all of the sadais of Reuven, he would not have a right to do so. And the Gemara continues, if Reuven originally sold the sada to Shimon, and now Shimon wants to resell the sada, then even though Reuven sold the sada 10 years ago, Reuven would have the right to buy this sada prior to any other neighbors of this field. And the Gemara continues, if Reuven buys a sada from a guy, or v'zavin la'akum, or if Reuven sold a field to a guy, lespa mishum din bar mitzvah, the din of bar mitzvah doesn't apply. The Gemara explains, zavin may oivikachavim do amalei ari avrichloch mitzvah. When Reuven bought a field from a guy, then a neighbor cannot say to Reuven that I'm the bar mitzvah and I have a right to buy this field. And the reason is because Reuven said that I actually helped you by buying this field, as I was able to get a lion away from your mitzvah and away from your border, as until now the guy was your neighbor, and now you have a Jew as your neighbor. And as Rashi says, v'in l'cha yashav v'tayv mizeh, and the Mefarshim are bothered that certainly there is a yashav v'tayv mizeh, that if Reuven actually was able to get the guy to sell, and then the bar mitzvah is able to buy it, then certainly that's even a bigger taiva to the bar mitzvah, as he was able to get the field that's close to his field. And the Gemara continues to explain, zavin la'akum, that if Reuven sold a field and he sold it to a guy, then the neighbor can't come and claim a din of bar mitzvah, as akum vade la ba'avasisa yashav v'tayv, and the din of bar mitzvah is on the buyer, and since the akum was the buyer, so certainly a guy doesn't have a din of basisa yashav v'tayv, and certainly you can't force the guy to sell it to you, and you also can't force the seller to sell the field to you, as the seller is not included in the din of bar mitzvah. As Rashi explains, shamecha imalei, because the mecha could always tell the bar mitzvah, ma'asisa l'cha, what did I do to you, im erza l'im kurena l'cha v'tei b'yadi, if I want, I don't have to sell it to you, and I would be able to keep it, and therefore there is no chiv on the mecha to sell to a bar mitzvah. But a normal scenario would tell a buyer that there's no reason that you must buy this property, and instead you should retract from buying the property, and you should make sure that the bar mitzvah could buy the property. However, the Gemara says that even though if Reuven sells his property to a guy, the din of bar mitzvah doesn't apply. However, certainly we would put the seller into chayrim until he's mekabel himself. If the guy causes any trouble to his neighboring Jews, then he will be responsible for that, and up until that point, he'll be considered in chayrim. And the Gemara continues, mashkanta lespa mishum din bar mitzvah. If Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, he gave his soda as a mashkin to Shimon, so if instead of Reuven paying back the loan to Shimon, he decides to sell this property to Shimon, the din of bar mitzvah doesn't apply. As Rashi explains, shezeh shachem mitzvah mekulon shekula shchuna b'yodai, that since Shimon actually has the soda as his mashkin, then he is considered the closest neighbor, and therefore the din of bar mitzvah b'negei to other neighbors doesn't apply. The Amar Vashi, as Rav Ashi taught us, Amuli Sabi the Masa Mechasio, the elders of Masa Mechasio taught me, my mashkanta, that what is the lashon of mashkanta, the shchuna gabei, that the lender is considered the closest neighbor of this property, as he is actually holding this property as a mashkin, and it's already in the lender's rishus. And as the Gemara says, and my nafkamina, and what is the nafkamina b'negei the word mashkanta, the din of bar mitzvah, specifically for this din of bar mitzvah. And the Gemara continues, limka barachik v'ligal b'karev, or b'rav v'ligal b'yafa, lespa mishum din of bar mitzvah, that if a seller is under pressure in order to sell a property, because he wants to sell a property that's further away, and go and buy another property that's closer to him, or the seller is selling a bad field and has the opportunity to buy a better field, so then the din of bar mitzvah does not apply, as ultimately he is under pressure to sell it quickly, and therefore any buyer that he finds that could close quickly, he has a right to sell to, and he doesn't have to sell it to the bar mitzvah. As Rashi says, the chashem shalinu lasis toiv lezeh, that just like it's incumbent upon us to do good for bar mitzvah, so kachalinu lasis toiv lezeh, it's also incumbent upon us to do good for the seller, v'mbanu lasis ichu b'davar, and if we will say that he should wait until the bar mitzvah could come and buy it, as shema benkach u'benkach timachazu shahi reitzah zeliknais, the other soda that he wanted to buy will be sold to someone else, and he will lose his opportunity. And the Gemara continues, l'kago l'mezayni l'kfura lespa mishum dina de bar mitzvah, that if Reuven selling a soda in order to raise money for his head tax, or for support of his family, or in order to pay for someone's burial, then once again, we want to make sure that he could sell it quickly, and therefore, din of bar mitzvah doesn't apply, and the Gemara explains that it is similar to the din that we learned to Amin Adar, l'chagol, l'mizayim, l'kruah, b'zvinim, b'le'achrasta, that if you're selling the property of Yisayimim for head taxes or for supporting them or for burying the dead, then although generally when selling the sadeis of a Yisayim, you have to go and make an announcement and wait a 30-day period in order to get the best prices, however, in order to make sure that you're able to sell quickly so you're able to pay your head tax or for the Yisayimim to be supported or to have money for a burial, then there is no requirement to have a waiting period, and there's no requirement to go through a public announcement. Rashi explains that the raya from that da is that the kibun mishum revoch di yaspi loy mishina lemilsa penyichay shaitan melav v'chei chazar mizaynus l'bizayin ameis, that since even though the Yisayimim could make more profit, we don't wait and we sell immediately in order that the shaita of the melach doesn't get upset, or there won't be a lack of mizaynus, or there won't be a bizayin for ameis koshkin mishum ba metzor loy mishina milsa loy doye. Then certainly if a person is desperate for money to pay his head tax or for mizaynus or for kvura, then we won't hold him back and make him wait for his bametzra. The Gemara continues, l'isha l'yasmi l'shutfi lesba mishum din bametzra, that if a woman could make a deal and buy a field, then there is no din bametzra. And as Rashi says, machl isha, that if someone sells a field to a woman, loy misakin la, we would not take her out of the field. And the reason is because it's not normal for a woman to go and try to find a field in order to buy. And if she was able to find a field to buy and a seller wants to sell to her, then certainly it would not be proper to save a sishayash v'atayv and take that field away from her. And as Rashi said in Amud Aleph, that the only time we save a sishayash v'atayv is dov shiyata nechsa kolkach, and when a woman buys a field, then she would lose out a lot if we would take the field away from her, as it's very hard for her to find another field. And a similar svara applies to Yisayim that buy a field. And similarly, if Reuven and Shimon wore shutfim in a field, then the neighbors cannot say to Shimon that you should have a din just like another neighbor. If Reuven is selling any part of this field, then we should be able to buy this field just like you can, and we should have to split the field. And instead, the din is that Shimon has more rights than the rest of the neighbors. And as Rashi says, Alakivan Delonis Barachalkoi Hareu Kishachim Bikula, he is considered like he has some ownership in every part of this field, and similar to the case of Mashkanta. And before we continue, let's go back to two dinim. Number one, we stated that if the Yisrael sells a property to a guy, there is no din of Asisa Yashva Toiv. However, Shemuti Vadim Shamtinle Adam Kabula Kol Einse the Osele Machmase. And Ayin Taisis that state Dafka She Yisrael writes a Likach Bedomish and Osele Akam, that as only if the Yisrael wanted to pay the actual price that the guy paid, then there's a din that you have to protect him from Einsin. However, if he didn't even offer to pay the same amount of money, then we would not put him in Chirim. And keep in mind that the entire din of Bametzra is only when the Bametzra wants to give the exact same terms as the current buyer, but certainly a seller doesn't have to lose money and doesn't have to take a worse deal in a case where there's a Bametzra. Also, at the end of Taisis Diba Maschal Mazvin and Bloya Chrasta, Taisis Eesvin Taima Lekfura Pshita Mazvin and Bloya Chrasta, that certainly in order to bury someone, then certainly we will sell property without making any announcement. The Otter Yiyu Mesmutal Bashbal Kalim Echraza, as would you think that we would leave a mace without burying it for 30 days and for a certain long time? Of course, that's a major bazillion hamace. And Taisa states, V'yesh Leimah, that the Chiddush is, Dim Lovu Lutzerach Kvura Ka'amah, Dim Ezvin and Bleach Rasta, Kedei Liftais, that even in a case where the Yisraelim went and borrowed money and they already buried the mace, that even so, we're able to go and sell the property without an Achrasta in order to go and pay back the lender. And as the Magen Mishnah states, Kaleish Leitinel Delos, Pepfei Gaim Lechasadim, Hamal Ben Ladach, as this way, people that lend money in order to bury other people and are Goyim Chesed, they won't be turned away, as they know that they would get paid back very quickly. And Ayin Taisis brings a second teretz as well. And the Gemara continues, and Rashi says that even though that the Gemara were just talking about the Dinah B'Metzra, and in a moment we will go back to Dinah B'Metzra as well, however the Gemara now takes a break into action and will discuss the Kadima of different types of buyers. And the Gemara tells us that if Reuven wants to sell a field and he has two potential buyers, one someone that is a neighbor of his in the city, and he has another buyer that's a neighbor of his next to his Sada, so the Gemara tells us Shechina Ir and Shechina has Sada, Shechina Ir Koibin, that his neighbor that is next to him in the city comes first and takes precedence. And the Gemara continues, Shachem and Tamachachem Kaidim, that if Reuven has a choice between selling a field or selling a home to a neighbor or to a Tamachachem, then a Tamachachem takes precedence. And similarly, Karev Tamachachem, if he has a choice to sell his property to a relative or to a Tamachachem, Tamachachem Kaidim, then Tamachachem takes precedence. Iboilu, and the Gemara has a Shaila, Shachem and Karev Mai, if he has a choice between selling to a neighbor or to a relative, who takes precedence? And the Gemara says, Mashmal bring a raya from a pasuk in Mishlei that says Re'achav Re'ah Vicha Atazav Ubeisachicha Atavoy B'yemidecha. The pasuk states Taiv Shachin Kariv Me'achrochayk, and therefore we see that a neighbor takes precedence over a relative. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to the din about Metzra, and the Gemara states Hani Zuzi Tavi V'Hani Zuzi Takuli Lest Be Mishum Dina by Metzra, that if Reuven selling his field and Shimon says I'm going to give you 1,000 very good coins, and the Metzra comes and says to the seller that I will give you very heavy coins, even though they're not as good and they're not accepted in all places, even though the Bar Metzra is coming with some sort of a claim that he's giving a better deal, but the mice is up to the seller as to what he would rather do, and the din of Bar Metzra would not apply unless the deals are exactly the same. And as Rashi says, the Amalei Hamaycha B'Hanicha, as the seller could say that I would rather have these better coins, even though the Bar Metzra is offering him heavier coins. And the Gemara continues, Hani Tzairi V'Hani Shari Lest Be Mishum Din Bar Metzra. If Reuven is selling his field and Shimon comes and offers him 1,000 coins that are unwrapped, and the Bar Metzra then comes and brings a bundle of money and he says that it has 1,000 coins in it, even so the Din Bar Metzra does not apply, as the seller could say that I'd rather take the coins that are opened, I could count very easily, and I don't want to count anything that is tied up, as you may claim afterwards that I really had more coins in this package than you really did, and therefore there is a benefit to me to take coins that are unwrapped, and therefore the whole Din Bar Metzra does not apply. And this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. However, the Taisus Rosh says that on both sides that he could always tainer that I don't want it. And as the Taisus Rosh says, Shiyachalima chafitz ani betruim v'chasumin shetoyv letzdiyan v'ani chafitz letzdiyan, that either the seller could say that I want bound coins, as in this way I could put it away right away, and I want to be able to save these coins, v'chein b'mutern, and also in a case where the buyer comes with coins that are loose, yoymani chafitz letzdiyan v'muzumanim lahitzi, I want to have coins that are ready to be used right now, and I don't want to have coins that are in a bundle. And the Gemara continues, that if the Bar Metzra says that let me have time to go and be matriach and bring money and I'll pay you the same amount of money as the buyer, we don't wait for him, and the Din of Bar Metzra doesn't apply, as ultimately this is not as good of a deal for the seller. And this is similar to a case where there's a buyer that wants to pay cash and there's a Bar Metzra that says I need a mortgage and I want you to wait until I get a mortgage, that certainly the Din of Bar Metzra doesn't apply. However, if the Bar Metzra says wait till until I go and get my money, chazinim, then we see igavad amidu, if the Bar Metzra is someone that we think has the means and has money, the ozalim aisi zuzi, and he'll go and immediately bring money natrinle, then we would wait and we would have a dinner Bar Metzra v'loy le natrinle. But if we don't know if he has money, then we wouldn't have to wait for him, as potentially just using a delay tactic, and therefore the dinner Bar Metzra would not apply. And the Gemara continues, ara dechad, if Reuven owns a piece of property ubatir dechad, and Shimon has a leasehold and has a house that he's going to keep for a certain amount of time that is built on this land, and now Shimon wants to sell his house, then Mari Ara Ma'akva Mari Bati, then the owner of the land does have a Din Bar Metzra and can force Shimon, who has a right to this house, to sell the right to this house to him. However, Mari Bati Loi Ma'akva Mari Da'ara, however, since the owner of this house doesn't really have the rights to the house forever and doesn't have a fee simple right and only has a leasehold, then he's not considered a Bar Metzra, and he would not be able to force the owner of the land to sell him the land. Similarly, Ara Dechad V'Dikli Dechad, if Reuven has the ownership to land and Shimon had a right to a palm tree and to a date tree for a specific amount of years, then Mori Da'ara Matsu Ma'akev on Mori Dikli, then certainly the Mori Da'ara is considered a Bar Metzra and he could be Ma'akev on the owner of the date tree. However, Mori Dikli Loi Matsu Ma'akev on Mori Da'ara, Shimon, who has a right to the palm tree, does not have a right to be Ma'akev on the Mori Da'ara, and he's not considered a Bar Metzra. And Rashi states, Mori Ara Ma'akev on Mori Bote, Shalei Limka Binyal Acher, the Hil Vu Bolo Moichem V'Zet Tzarech Lo, and the owner of the field needs this property, Toiv Shiyah Binyani B'Kaka Shaloi, V'Ika Yashav V'Toiv, however, Mori Bote, Loi Ma'akev on Mori Ara, Shehu Ein Echoshev, Shekein Lech Shechigiyu Shonav, Oymed L'Stalak Minei, that ultimately he will lose this property in any case, and therefore he doesn't have the status of a Bar Metzra. And the Gemara continues, Ara Lebate V'Ara Lezara, that let's say Reuven has a property to sell, and as Rashi says, that Shimon is not a Bar Metzra, and Shimon wants to buy this property in order to build a home, and Levi, who is a Bar Metzra, wants to buy this property in order to create a field. So Yishiv Debatei Adif, and as Rashi says, Bezalai Tiknu Kan Asay Siyashiv Atayiv Shizu Tayiv Mizu, that the best usage of this property is for someone to live here and not to create new fields. And as the Gemara says, V'lespa Mishum Dina Bar Metzra, and therefore Levi would not have a Dina Bar Metzra. And the Gemara continues, Ifsuk Mishunisa Yurich B'Dikla, if Reuven has a field and Shimon's field is right next to Reuven, however, there's a separation between Reuven and Shimon's field, and there's either a bunch of stones stones that are protruding, and therefore you can't plant on those stones, or there's a bunch of large palm trees that are intertwined with each other, and once again, you're not able to plant in that area in any case. So then Chazinon, Im Yachal Lahachas Ba Afilu Talam Echad, Ispa Mishum Dinu Ba Metzra. So we would investigate and see if there would be enough land that there would be at least one row where Shimon could connect his field to Reuven's field, and therefore would make it easy for him to plow from one field to the other. So then would be a Dinu Ba Metzra. However, Yiloi, Lespa Mishum Dinu Ba Metzra, if there's not even any area where Shimon could connect his field to Reuven's field and can actually plant from one field to the other, then the Dinu Ba Metzra would not apply, as we consider this area is considered a separate field that's separating between the field of Reuven and Shimon, and therefore Shimon is not a Bametra. And the Gemara continues, that let's say Reuven has a field, and surrounding Reuven's field, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar have four separate fields, one from the north, one from the south, one from the east, and one from the west. When Reuven is about to sell the field, Shimon heard about it first. Shimon goes over to Reuven and made a deal with Reuven and actually bought the Sada. So the din of Bametra would not apply to Levi, Yehuda, or Yisachar, as ultimately Shimon went and bought the Sada from Reuven, and Shimon was a Bametra. However, the Gemara tells us, Vikulu Asu Bahadadadi, if they all heard about the sale at the same time, and Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar all came to Reuven to buy the Sada at the same time, and they're all offering the same price, then they all have the same rights, and therefore, Pagula Bekarnzal, that Reuven cannot be the one to decide who he's going to sell it to, and he has to sell it to all four of them, and they'll split it up in four equal parts by cutting it up as an X, and this way each one that's a Bar Metzra will get a piece of property that's adjoining his own field. And as Rashi says, Palgilo Bikanzel about Bolach Seinis with four diagonals, Sheikol Echonito Bar Pnekula Samach Lekazah, Veloshin Kanzel, Zilbol Kronis, that go to its corners. And as we can see from the picture in Rashi, Ayin Shum, and we will stop over here.